We were facilitating them to come to one place and dialogue themselves. So they came up with that resolution. They say that any person who will take law into his hand, he should be killed. No compromise.
Reverend, now today was the last day for Jikany Peace and Reconciliation Conference. That how did the conference went?
I'm so excited today because it is the end of our program with Jikany Kiir. Today we called the meeting and we started at 8 o'clock this day on 18 March 2023. So we invited the governor of Nyusi State to attend the ceremony that has been held by Jikany. Because Jikany, they had 9 day executive meeting, so from their Fayam. When they finished from their Fayam, they came to Bintiu town, and each Fayam, they selected 30 people, because 8 Fayam, about 30 people, they have 300 members who came and attend that conference. And today, it is the end of the program. We invited the governor, as I mentioned before, and then there was a formal resolution that Jikany agree upon.
Reverend, before you proceed, we are very much interested on those resolution. We identified the problem, and now Jikany came up with this resolution. Can you tell us some of this resolution and why they are important to the people for the reduction of this conflict or even killing?
Well, the first resolution, we deal for revenge killing, because our youth, they do revenge killing. Even they attend to come to town and look for the intellectual people. So for Jikany conference, they agree that any youth which will take action into his hand, so he should be hung. That is the most important resolution. So that resolution, it is their recommendation.
Were those resolutions agreed upon by the community themselves?
Yeah, they were the one who agree on this. We were facilitating them to come to one place and dialogue themselves. So they came up with that resolution. They say that any person who will take law into his hand, he should be killed. No compromise.
Many declarations were made, many resolutions were signed into law by the citizen and the government, yet implementation process is always a problem. Are you optimistic that this resolution of this conference will be implemented by the people of Good County?
Yeah, it is our intention when we start this process. That is why we call the governor of Unity State to come and witness and say what he has. So we know that, as what you asked me, there was two meeting that has been conducted in Good County, but they were not put into implementation. This one, it is so unique because we started from grassroots. I'm sure for the commitment of the governor of Unity State, Joseph Nguyen Minh Thuyen, he said that any rule that you lay down in this document, you as a Jikany, I will put it into the action.
Reverend, what should be the way forward after this declaration was signed by Great Community?
The way forward, to me, it will not be left like that. So I have another mechanism that this document, we will look for fund, so that when we get fund, so we will call some youth among them to be trained. as the case workers among them.
Finally, Referna, what should be your special message to the citizen of Gwit County and Utah State at large?
My special advice to Gwit people and Gwit community, what they say, let them respect it. And also, I ask all South Sudanese that you can follow this example that you can have agreed upon.